USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said on Thursday he will pardon all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana and will call on federal regulators to review how the drug is classified. The president also spending some time in New York talking about the CHIPS Act, which aims to boost U.S. production of computer chips and help the country compete with China.
The law that's going to build a future and a proud, proud legacy, not only for IBM, but for the country, a legacy of innovation and manufacturing.
Two people are dead and six more are injured after a stabbing attack on the Las Vegas Strip. The suspect has been taken into custody outside the Venetian. Three victims are said to be in critical condition. ABC 13 reporting some of the victims may have been showgirls that take pictures with tourists on the Strip. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse is likely to resign from the Senate. Sasse is expected to accept a job with the University of Florida. The Nebraska governor would then appoint a replacement for Sasse under state law. Daryl Brooks, the accused killer in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack, is on trial. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Duro is reading the first of 76 charges in the case.
The first count of the information in this case charges that Darrell E. Brooks, on or about Sunday, November 21 of 2021, on Main Street in the city of Waukesha, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, did cause the death of Virginia Sorensen with intent to kill that person and while using a dangerous weapon.
Six people died in the attack, including an 8-year-old boy and a 79-year-old woman. If convicted, Brooks could be facing life in prison. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Elon Musk is looking to close his ongoing legal fight with Twitter to close the original deal at just over $54 a share. The Tesla CEO's filing saying the social media platform will not take yes for an answer. His attorneys claim Twitter refusing to set aside litigation will impede the deal moving forward. A Delaware court is still interested in hearing Musk's case against Twitter. A new report out talks about who exactly is putting the most illegal immigrants on buses and moving them out of their city.
As the ongoing partisan battle over the invasion and southern border security intensifies, it's been revealed the Democrat-led border city of El Paso, Texas, has sent more illegal immigrants on buses to New York City and Chicago than Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. El Paso is across the border from Juarez, Mexico, and has bused roughly 7,000 illegal immigrants to New York City since late August, and more than 1,800 to Chicago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's son Hunter could soon be in hot water and facing multiple criminal charges. That's according to a new report out in the Washington Post, which says agents have gathered enough evidence on things like alleged tax crime violations. The probe into Hunter Biden began in 2018 related to his business dealings and consulting overseas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.